No, what would you do for the fame, though, P?
I wouldn't do shit. I'm going to always be me.
You got a podcast, though. Like, you got a podcast.
Right.
And you got a podcast that you do want to do numbers and that you do invest in. So, and now we receiving residuals. Like I said, I know allegedly of a podcast who, Gillian, it's a conspiracy out that they say one of them sacrificed their sons and then they went higher, but because they kept on asking motherfuckers on their platform, you know, had somebody knocked on your door? Somebody knocked on your door? So now it's like, damn, y'all keep on asking. So now we knocking on y'all door and y'all walked in. So that's the conspiracy. So you want your shit to do numbers. You know, your shit, we see your shit doing numbers. You know what I'm saying? Every show, your shit is rising a little bit higher and higher, which is blessings. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like Gary Owen said, what it's almost like they asked him, what would you do?
I ain't doing shit. The thing about it is, shit, motherfuckers know me from the get-go. They know how I raise my kids. They know what I believe in. And they know I bust your motherfucking ass. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? You're not about to fuck with me.
Terry Crews said he went to a party with him and his wife. And while he was at the party, a man grabbed his genitals and said, "I have all the power in my hand. You gonna do whatever I tell you to do." No fight broke out, no nothing. Now he's suing and all of this type of shit. Allegedly, I don't, you know.
Okay, and just thinking, you've been knowing me for years. What do you think would have happened at that party?
Yeah, a fight would have broke out, bro.
That motherfucker would have been shut down. Yeah, I'd have brutalized over 100 people.
But then you probably would have crossed your life.
I wouldn't give a fuck.
It ain't what you do, it's how you do it. You could have escorted yourself out that party. And
no, we all gonna get escorted out that motherfucker. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Everybody gotta go.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
First of all, you're not getting close enough to grab on my balls. Because I have an oar that's extend 9 feet out all the way around as a circle dynamic around my body.
I am not ball friendly.
You know what I'm saying? So you're not getting 9 feet. I'm feeling you in my aura. And once you approach that 9 feet,
right,
you know I'm feeling your intention.
It's a dumb
deal. So the closer you get to that 9 feet, 3 feet, no check, my nigga. Remember in basketball, 3 feet, no check? I throw that bitch at the... Remember when Mike Barnes did that shit to Kobe? Kobe ain't flinched? Nah, nigga, you gon' flinch.
DMX, man, said one of the most profound things to me that I ever heard. And it sticks with me to this day because I'm a big DMX fan. Loved him since the day, you know, they dropped his album, whatever. Just, you know, researching him, going to New York and shit like that. Hearing about him and shit. DMX said, trust a snake to be a snake. You know what I'm saying? Listen to what motherfuckers tell you. You know what I'm saying? Listen to what motherfuckers say. If that shit don't coincide with what you believe in and how you live your life, believe in that. You know what I'm saying? So a motherfucker, you know, like 50 say, a motherfucker talking about, you know, I want to take you shopping. You know what I'm saying? We ain't partied yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, we hung out, but we ain't partied. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker, what is you talking about? Is you high?
And that's Fab. No. That's Fab sitting there. And we did hang out, Fab. We did, bro. You supposed to be this phenomenal rapper that rap about this, and you, this man is approaching you, and you. We did hang out. We hung up on my birthday.
What 50 Cent say, motherfucker? I got clothes.
Right.
You know, a motherfucker, a grown ass man, talking about I want
to
take you shopping.
Let's go to the mall.
I want to take you shopping. You gotta be like, nigga, what the fuck are you talking about?
Why do I need to go shopping with you, bro? I got my own money. Even if I ain't got my own money, I'm straight. Bro, I seen a post on the internet. I don't even remember when Diddy had that making a band shit.
Yeah.
And he had the niggas run to go and get the cheesecake.
Right.
So one of the niggas
allegedly.
Allegedly.
No, I seen that post. So I didn't allegedly see a post. Like my nigga, I'm being tagged in the post. I seen the post. So I didn't allegedly see a post. I'm just saying what the motherfucker said on the post. You know what I'm saying? I don't remember his name. So, hey, but the post is there. Dog said that he was on Making a Band and they had to go and get the cheesecake. They all went to go and get the cheesecake.
Allegedly.
Like, no, they all went and got the cheesecake. We know that for sure. We seen that on Making a Band. They all went and got that cheesecake. And then they came back with the cheesecake and when the cameras went off. Now, this is what you could say allegedly, right? Diddy asked him to put the cheesecake in his ass and eat the cheesecake out his ass. Allegedly. Right.
Allegedly.
So he and a bunch of them.
That's allegedly would be Diddy, man. I'm thinking y'all said that's the part we don't need.
Hey, to, man. Bro. Hey. That's like they said Jamie Foxx sat on P. Diddy's lap or some shit like that. Mm. Man, come on, man. Like this shit is known. Like, come on, man, this shit with him and T.D. Jakes and shit like, man, I had a man tell me, watch what you say about T.D. Jakes because he's still a man of God. I say, oh, so we not human. This man made a human decision to do whatever he chose to do.
Right.
You feel me?
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
No.
To each his own. But you telling me that because once we get to the pearly gates, God will say, you know, you can enter or you not entering, right? Let it be told based off their beliefs, based off the Christianity beliefs. It's a heaven and a hell, and God will judge you based off the acts that you have. You can repent. You can repent. But he still will judge you based off, know what I'm saying?
But it's still. But he, without sin,
this man
cast the first stone.
This man told me to watch how I speak on him disrespecting other families, disrespecting other people, humiliating other people for the likings of his ungodly acts.
I look at it like this. My opinion is my fucking opinion. My opinion don't have to be your truth.
First Amendment.
My opinion don't have to be your truth. If you feel a different way, that's the way the fuck you feel. You don't even have to listen to me or what the fuck I say. Because, I mean, a person's opinion of me is I don't give a fuck. Because that person don't affect. Their opinion don't affect what I do.
But that's when you become comfortable in your skin, though.
Their opinion don't affect my life. I don't give a fuck what you say about me on a daily basis. Who gives a fuck?
For these men to be
so out there. So that ties in to if y'all having allegations like this on y'all, would you feel how you just said, like, oh, who cares? I'm not going to say nothing back. Or would you go clear the air?
Me personally, I'm speaking my truth. Yeah. And I'm standing on my truth.
Exactly.
I'm not hiding from that shit. That's it.
I address it one time and one time only.
If I did it, I did it. That's what I see
that's going around. These people not coming out saying that it's a lie. Do you think that Cat Williams is reaching or being dramatic?
No. My thing is, well, Cat Williams coming with proof that people has been stealing his jokes.
That motherfucker got
really came with no proof. Everybody, the internet proved it. He never came with no proof. Well, just came and said what he said.
But the research is out there.
Yeah, but everybody else did the research. He came with no proof. He just came and talked.
He came with facts.
Yeah, his shit was facts.
He came with facts.
Because if you go back to Comic View and all that shit, you'll see where that shit originated.
Everything he said, though.
You did. Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
But that's what I said. The shit that... Now, it was some gaps in some of the shit that he was saying. I feel like that's him stretching.
But if you go to that spaceship joke that Cedric the Entertainer did, Cat Williams did that shit in Comic View when he wasn't even on a level.
Even Bernie Mac said it. Bernie Mac said it on the stage.
He said these motherfuckers knew all his jokes.
He was like, Monique just stole all my dick jokes. These supposed to be my friend. I'm going to come up with jokes right on the spot. Steve Harvey been stealing jokes. Funny, like, we know this shit.
No, I didn't know that. That fucked me up.
We just didn't. No, we knew it. We just didn't pay attention to it.
Like I said,
because of the platform.
We don't like the truth.
Right.
That shit been out there, but we don't like it.
I do feel like Cat Williams was stretching because the ball was in his court. You know, so He didn't, I don't feel like he necessarily made himself look good, but he made them look more
like, y'all, no,
shit. I don't made think them look he, more I like don't shit. Think he was stretching. I think he told specific details and was very specific on what he was speaking of.
Well, I think
why everybody confused it. Like, man,
I think he's been in the game. I think he's been in the game long enough to speak on that shit.
And then you got people that's people that actually replying to what he's saying.
I was just about to say, Stephen.
They're agreeing. Like, yeah, it's really like that. Gary Owens is the one I seen that made me like, all right. He actually sat there like, all right, yeah, I actually had a producer hit on me for real. And I'm like, okay.
They've been telling us this shit a long time ago. Richie
responded. FaZe on Love responded. Who else responded?
Trick,
I don't think Trick should have responded though.
My thing is, if
he should have,
I'm about
probably to miss that. I don't know, bro.
I'm about to give y'all some research to do. Go back and research motherfucking George Collar. He used to perform at a lot of colleges and shit. He's a well-known comedian, white dude, very funny. This motherfucker was telling people this shit. Back in the fucking 80s, dude, he was telling them how Hollywood get motherfuckers drunk, get them high on dope, turn them into dope fiends and shit like that, discredit you, steal all your shit, you know what I'm saying, put you to the point where you basically homeless. He been saying this shit for years. Mm-hmm. And see, one thing I noticed, it's a fucking pattern, because people have been saying this shit year after year after year after year, but nobody's fucking listening.
And as an artist that's trying to get into the game, I've done my research. A lot of people is falling for that. A lot of people do fall victim for that, unfortunately. There's been a lot of interviews like that. They'll drug you and get you to do shit. They can hold that against you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's like a lot of blackmailing against the black ball.
Imagine what they say, Meek Mill's conspiracy. Going out, Meek Mills went to a party and he ended up getting drunk. Lil Baby, right. Lil Baby went to the party, ended up getting drugged. And all of these pictures is out of him, you know, being hugged up on all of these and they're all white, you know what I'm saying? You think you going to a party and you think you just invited to this big whiz party, right?
All right.
Thinking it might be women there. You get there, it's just. There's no women there, you know. To me, right then and there, I'm leaving.
That's a red flag. Plus, I'm always scrapped, so I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
To me, I'm leaving right then. Well,
but
you know,
this is not a party for that right now. I invited you to a business party.
Even in a business setting. Even in a business setting. So we get in this business setting and you restricting entities.
I give you 30 minutes.
To I don't have to drink.
I give you 20, 30 minutes for business. That's all I'm giving you.
But you don't have to drink. If I'm in a business meeting, I ain't
y'all
drinking.
Y'all tripping. Y'all saying you not drinking right now. You got to think. Bro, you got to hear me out.
You with me on business.
Hear me out. I'm not saying I'm agreeing with they living, but you got to really think of the energy that's going on. I'm living a good life. I'm on. My people on. I'm feeling good. These white people invite me to a party to celebrate. They giving me drinks. They giving me free food. No, I'm from the hood.
Dude, I give you 20.
Come on now, man.
I give you 20 to 30 minutes to make your shit right.
Nah,
fuck out.
Nah, that's a real nigga. That's us. You gotta think of the.
And if I feel in any way, I done been to some shit that I done been to some motherfucking venues where I felt like the vibe was fucking off. Awkward as hell. I'm talking about business meetings, whatever the fuck it is. Hey. Grab my shit. Let's get the fuck out of here. I'm not fucking with these motherfuckers.
But that's the minority. You got to think of the majority that ain't really got that strong mentality.
It's a 9-foot aura. Once you approach that 9-foot aura, I feel your intentions.
Because I know a lot of niggas in the rap game that's rapping that want to make it so bad. I know some people who will fold to that shit.
But it don't even got to be. It don't even got
to
be about that.
To that shit.
I mean, you would definitely say that.
It don't even get me about that.
It's morals.
Have you ever been to a party where you felt like, you know what, this vibe is fucking off?
I'm about
to get the fuck out of here.
You know people who will be introduced to that life and wouldn't need the drugs. you know, who would just do it. You know what I'm saying? So it's people out here who literally you can go and get. So why manipulate people that don't necessarily have to do it? Okay, this is their lane. Let this be their lane. Okay, if they want to wear dresses, let them wear dresses. You know what I'm saying? If they, okay, if they want their butthole ran, let we run their butthole. Let them run a straight course. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So why play it for I have to demasculate you? Why play it for, oh, we have to have these pictures out if you do this? And you you in that lane. We ain't worried about you. You reaching your cap just like they reaching their cap.
And you got to think about the masters. If you look at the masters of it, look at it like this. You have black billionaires. You have black millionaires. One thing that I see the black community is not trying to do is replicate black communities. So, you know, back in the back when they had black towns. So you talking about Wall Street, Redwood. You talking about these black towns and shit that made money, that profit off all black business. How come nobody never duplicated that? Why they're not duplicating? You got plenty of people that can work together, because right now we can't say it ain't no all white towns. Nigga, it's all white towns where a black motherfucker can't even show his face.
They ain't duplicating.
You know what I'm saying? You got right up
where you gotta sign that contract.
You got right now in Mississippi, where Jackson, Mississippi, matter of fact, which I'm from Greenwood, Mississippi. I'm 50 miles from Grenada. And I'm probably about, 20, 30, 40 miles from Jackson. Jackson, Mississippi, right now, 215 people dead. Buried behind a police station. Their families don't even know where the fuck they at. 215 people that done got killed. Whether by the police or mysteriously came up missing. But they buried behind a police station and the families ain't been notified. You know what I'm saying? You got to look how this shit plays out. You know what I'm saying? Who are the fuck we following? Because we not really helping our people. We not really helping our community and shit. We going along to get along.
And that's the word that they keep on using. Remember, it used to be friends.
Right.
Now they keep on changing it to follow.
So you got to think, if we going along to get along, we ain't doing nothing but fucking ourselves. Now you got the people that ain't going along to get along. Now you got the motherfucking Kanye West. Now you got the motherfucking Dave Chappelle. Now you got the motherfucking Cat Williams.
Speak your mind.
Right.
You say the wrong shit, now they go, oh, you wrong.
Yeah. They're canceling your ass.
The whole cancel culture is so strong now. It's making you watch what you put on the internet. You'll go to the Facebook jail.
Your shit is like the Dow Jones Industrial. Your shit just gonna be dropping like a motherfucker. Boop, 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 boop. Till your shit crash and burn.
Okay. All right. I got a question for you fellas. Orlando Jones. I mean, Brown. That nigga said Orlando Jones. Orlando Brown. What should I take on him and his? I'll speak on him being a child actor sensation, you know, and not his views and
they fucked his head up.
Yeah, we can say drugs. Everybody
yeah, they fucked
drugs.
His head up.
You
they,
know what it really is?
They did something to
in
him.
Our community, bro.
You know what I'm saying? But I believe
that man traumatized.
Everything he say,
ooh, you can't take. Speak of that shit,
you can't take for truth value. But some of the shit he say. It's you know what I'm saying? It,
I believe
it's
all
truthful.
That shit he say though, man. He just traumatized, so it's like it's hard to believe.
Yeah, they fucked him up because they probably done gave him some drugs or he done took some drugs that fucked his mind up.
I said I feel like
and it's half and half.
It's a cycle, no, not half and half. It's 200%, my nigga.
Like motherfuckers say, sometimes
you're
not, you tell
the truth. Drugs. I think that man just traumatized, bro. Some people are so fucked up in the head and don't know how to deal with
it.
You gotta think, Orlando Brown. We seen him since on TV. Since a kid, dealing with that, you don't even know how to live.
He said some funny ass shit.
Like you said, being in character. When you gotta be in character, and he's in character, that's so Raven and dealing with that mental
all his
shit,
life he been in character.
You know what I'm saying?
They don't tell him what they've been doing to him on the
I'm
side.
Just, like,
I'm watching. I seen an interview with Brandon T. It was motherfucking the nigga Creed.
You talking about my man?
I bring it to fucking Jordan B. Jackson.
Jordan B.
Yeah, that nigga. He said he was in scene, right? And he was in scene so long that once he came out of scene, he had to go to therapy because he was feeling that was what he was doing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like with Orlando, you dealing with that's so Raven and she doing you know what I'm saying? And then now you see even Raven Simone and how her disposition was from then to now. You know what I'm saying? So that shit really affects your shit.
But that nigga killed me when he was like, "Bow Wow, I got some bomb ass nigga,
I died.
He was like, "Look, my man going through some shit. He got some mental problems." You know what I'm saying?
Hey, no, AP.
He didn't fuck him over. He could have said shit about him, but he just put it off.
I ain't going to fuck you over, but one thing I'm going to start off saying, hey, man, you got me fucked up. I'm going to stop right there. And all right, now we can say, let's pray for him. Let's get him together. Yeah. But hey, man, he got me fucked up. Stop. Man. And that one part of his speech, he said, man, that ain't happened. He lying.
Hey, that nigga was on the road, though. He was cracking they fucking heads.
Man. Even that's Raven. Like, nobody came home like, saying he lied.
That's like the interview with, what were you talking about with Pimp C and them, where they said, bro, I done been in rooms with this nigga. And no, we ain't never in no room fucking no females together. I ain't, we freaky. I'm freaky. Well, who I'm freaky with?
Right.
We ain't freaky in the same room. See, say,
I ain't never been naked with this nigga Bomb.
Like, come on, man. Like, come on, man.
Like, hell no.
No, man. It's you got to stand on your stand on, bro. You got to, for the ones that's doing that shit, allow them to do it.
But you got to think about this, man. And this is what I be telling motherfuckers, man. You got to look at, how long ago was that interview?
You're right.
You know what I'm saying? Pimp C, how long Pimp C been there?
Right.
This motherfucker was telling you this shit way back then. How much motherfucking proof do you need? You got motherfuckers that's been telling you this shit since the early fucking 90s, mid-80s, telling you how weird these motherfuckers is in Hollywood and shit.
With P. Diddy and Jermaine Dupri and motherfuckers, like, going down the line. Like,
and that's what's fucking me up with this uproar with Cat Williams. Like, it took for a motherfucker to stare in the camera and tell you that these motherfuckers is doing weird shit.
But
Cat Williams been saying it, though.
Yeah, I gotta sit on another couch and look you in your eyes in this camera and tell you.
But see, I gotta...
He's the only person that really came direct, sat down on a... And looked at the camera and specifically...
I gotta sit on a platform that's not gonna censor me, though.
No. And he stopped joking. No. He always been saying it. He talked about them.
This one no stand-up.
He got mad and talked about them. But he stopped joking.
But what did my man
he
say?
He been saying it. Wait. He been saying this shit. Mm-hmm. He was saying this shit on the dialogue on his platform. He was talking about Oxtail. You feel me? He was talking about Michael Jackson. Come on, he's been saying
a lot
this
of comedians
shit.
that's speaking on it. But it took for him
to stop joking, and he sat there and looked at that camera sitting on that leather couch, and he said, "You drunk more than me. This ain't gonna be nothing for me. I just took a sip. This not gonna change what I got to say. I'm about to speak the truth, nigga."
Well, what did my man say? He was like, "When Cat started talking, I didn't know whether to shut him off or." Direct his questions, or he was like, "Shit, I just let him go."
Cat Williams said, "Man, I done been on big interviews, normally the big interviews." So he knew what he was coming to do. He knew what he wanted to do. He knew how he was going to do it.
Right.
Clearly, because the nigga paid attention to all of the other interviews before him. Mm-hmm. You feel me? I feel like Ricky Smiley is the one that tipped the boat. All right, now's my time. Let me get them. You done allow these motherfuckers to speak, and you let them speak their lies. This nigga didn't say their truth. He said they lied. Let them come on here and speak lies. lies on your show, and you ain't stopped living one of them for speaking lies. I slit Cedric fat ass stomach, dog. He went off on these niggas, bro. And I feel like, yeah, he told a lot of truth.
I mean, you know, like I said before, he been in the business long enough to know shit. And one thing Kat said, I've been around in this business long enough to know everybody fucking secrets. And if you hang around motherfuckers long enough, you know they secrets. You done know some shit that they done did that they probably don't want out. I know motherfuckers that's been around me for the longest probably know some shit that I done did that I would never just openly say. You know what I'm saying? It's just...
I speak my truth.
It's just the way it is. I'm not going to... You know what I'm saying?
Because I'm not putting myself in a position.
Yeah, I'm not going to offer information, but...
I'm not putting myself in a position.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what it is.
That's going... You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just going to be straight up. It is what it is, bro.
You know.
At some point, we just got to be straight up. Yeah, that's why I say it's a lane for them. It's a lane for everything. Motherfuckers be like, okay, a gay actor role... You, it's gay actors.
You do a gay actor role?
No. Why? That's not my forte.
200 million.
No, thank you. I just live the same life. I'm blessed. The universe provides for me, so.
$1 billion.
I'm good. I don't need, I turned down a billion dollars. Yes. I don't need $1 billion. Cat Williams said this, and this is him speaking from...
Yeah, you, my nigga, you was like, I don't need $1 billion. I'm straight.
Man, I don't need $1 billion. What's $1 billion going to do for me? What's $1 billion gonna do for me? I seen it. It's a movie, old movie. It's an old movie too. In Time, with Justin Timberlake, where basically.
I seen that shit. Yes.
Thank you. Instead of having money, they're dealing with time, bro.
Right.
Motherfucker, you look how you live and all of this shit, bro. All it is, bro. Take away the concept of money, man. Yeah. What is money? Money is a god to motherfuckers who feel like money is a god to. Money will never be my god. I worship before I worship money.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Money is an entity.
You're right.
I can sway money like a spirit, but I would never worship it. No. So to offer me $1 billion to do something outside of my moral concept, I'm good. And I walk away. Nah, to offer me some shit that I feel like I won't receive karma, or I ain't got to deal with karma, and it ain't no backlash on my karma, then maybe I'll take that. But something going against my morals, I ain't for none of that gay shit. I ain't for none of that, man. You ain't about to kill my loved ones,
man. And that's why I said you gotta pay real close attention when motherfuckers walking away from certain shit. You got to pay real close attention when Dave Chappelle walking away from 50 million.
No.
And like you say, more money like that. You got to pay attention when, you know what I'm saying, these different artists.
One hit wonders.
Actors and shit.
One hit wonders. A rapper. Yeah. A rapper is a one hit wonder. Or let's say like, let's use Chamillionaire, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what Chamillionaire doing right now. But everybody remember Chamillionaire.
Right.
You feel me? Let's say he came out with that one song, and that one song went crazy. And then somebody tapped on his belt, you know, like Gilly and them say, who knock on your door? And he denied it. And now they like, well, fuck you. You know, because Kevin Hart was like, he was on that show with Dog and them in the morning. Cat Williams missed this. He didn't do this. He didn't do that. So once it's Kevin Hart turn, they knocked on his door. I mean, because you can say that in comedy, you can say that in rap, you can say that in
a lot of fashion.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I mean, you do.
They what? Try to control that narrative. They try to be Geppetto and try to make us Pinocchio. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you gotta look at it. Look at it like this. It's only certain motherfuckers that's on that algorithm. It's certain motherfuckers that's on top. But just think, because we got 6 or 7 motherfucking comedians that we know their name and know their show, you know how many motherfuckers out here funny?
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Just because we got LeBron James slamming the basketball and making points, you know how many motherfuckers out here we got that can play basketball way better than LeBron James, but just ain't got that. You know what I'm saying?
That publicity behind it.
Right. So you got to look at where's all this shit coming from. Because they're using certain individuals to fuel the whole fucking nation and shit. You know what I'm saying? But
why is a athlete, why is a celebrity figure more popular than a professor?
Because it's the way you project shit.
In America.
Okay, you got to look at it like this. Taji, you would think that she's probably rich out of her fucking mind. All the movies she been in, you know, everything that she do. You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't think that she would be concerned about money. But she fucking is. You know what I'm saying? When motherfucking my man from Hustle and Flow, what's his name? You know what I'm talking about? Empire dude. When this motherfucker said all he made was $12,000, nigga, I made more than that selling the fucking crib.
Terrence Howard.
Yeah, that shit was like, what the fuck?
But you see how they play.
Nigga, man. I made more buying a fucking raggedy ass house, fixing that bitch up, and flipping it than you did starring in a multi-fucking million-dollar movie.
That's all in the contracts, though. Because then you got, what's my man's who did the Lion King soundtrack, who mama dad had the paperwork.
But see, his mama got on their ass. His mama was like, fuck that.
Then you got Michael Jordan mama, who you seen on the show where she was like, okay, my son want this. We only dealing with this. You know what I'm saying?
His mama was like, $1 million? Y'all motherfuckers gonna make way more than $1 million on that shit. Fuck y'all.
It's you gotta have that knowledge. But what if you don't have that knowledge? They put you in
You get fucked.
No.
You get fucked.
No.
Hard.
No.
And that's the thing about it was what we had to realize as young artists coming up in the game when we was doing all these shows and shit and signing these motherfucking 360 contracts and
I was never an artist, no.
Shit like that. You know, you had to learn the difference. I remember we did a show in fucking Canada and the promoters that did the show and shit, we wanted to get paid after the show. And these motherfuckers told us, well,
Jinky promoters,
we'll pay y'all tomorrow. We was in fucking Canada. So, you know, we from Detroit. Hey, dog, we need our loot now. Fuck y'all. Y'all get it tomorrow. We already told you what we said. Get them niggas. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you, we probably the reason why they stopped fucking with niggas from Detroit. Because one thing you can't do, you can't get us to come to a venue,
and
not
pay, drink, pay nobody money,
smoke, then tell us you going to pay us when the fuck you want to pay us. Nigga,
you don't play with no. That's the thing.
You crazy? That shit can't never go down. To this day, that shit can't happen.
So why do motherfuckers just so even in any that's any area, you reach a platform, you reach a height, why are you not satisfied at where you at? Why do you feel like, you know what I'm saying? Like Brandon T. Jackson said, I shouldn't have wore that dress. That's the worst thing I ever did in my career. You know, if I had to go back, I wouldn't have wore the dress. You know what I'm saying? Some motherfuckers wore the dress and got more famous, but he said, I don't know.
Some people in a rush for fame, man. Some people got to have their name out there. Some people, what it is, some people struggle so much in life, dude. It's like when you give them the opportunity to be bigger than fucking life,
they're going to take it.
Man. I mean, it depends on where you come from and where you're at.
That's what you're saying, greed, okay.
It's not just greed, it's starvation, it's hunger. And one thing we should know as black folks, we should know how to starve. We should know how to be hungry. We should know how to go through motherfucking struggles because we've been doing that shit all our lives. But the thing is, you got some people out here that be like, why should I?
Because even if you use Brandon T. Jackson as an example, for real, that's somebody that just learned from what they did. No, I actually had a conversation with him before. And we spoke on that before. He was just telling me, like, man, you got to learn the wickets, man. Because, I like the entertainment industry, man. I'm a rapper. I wanted to fuck around with this shit for real. But it's like, you got to learn the ins and outs so you don't get tangled up in the wrong shit.
I done had people say, fuck what I believe in. Fuck how I was raised. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to get this bag. And that's their choice.
And it's all on, that's what I said. That's your choice all on what
your mindset, what you want.
How far you going to go for some money? And that's basically what you're telling me. Like, It's all on what you're going to do for some money, bro. Yeah. Everybody, life is not orbited like, around
you got Kanye West, who said he literally, he said, I sacrificed my mama. He mad that he did it not. You know what I'm saying?
And the thing about it is,
sacrifice his mama. So shit, he done went to these highest points and you do this shit and now you feel. Now you feel.
One thing, no. one thing I'm gonna say.
Hey, the irony. You drop it on the track. And you drop it on the track.
One thing I'm gonna say about our community, we act like we be so happy or so glad when a motherfucker fall from grace. When a motherfucker not at the plateau where they used to be. Because I see a lot of motherfuckers just like waiting for Kanye to fall. Oh, he lost this. He lost this motherfucking contract with Adidas. He lost this motherfucking contract with so and so. Even though he lost them contracts, guess what? He's still not as broke as your ass.
My only downfall with Ye, he chased white perspective.
He's an arrogant motherfucker.
Yeah.
Very arrogant.
That's fine. That's fine. Because that's just dealing with ego. You got to understand when you're dealing with ego. And ego gonna present ego. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But for you to deal with ego, you use the black community to spew
right
out your ego. You know what I'm saying? No, but then you still chase a white narrative.
That's a stressed out black man, bro. That's all that is.
I understand that.
That's all that is. You gotta think of how it feels.
Do anybody know who Kanye West is? Remember I said
fame is too much for people. I feel like fame was too much for Kanye.
Kanye West, but
you gotta think every day I wake up and come outside, it's paparazzi. Nah, we can say, all right, fame is like,
They made Kanye.
You can name other famous people. You can name other famous people, but you don't have paparazzi sitting outside your house waiting on you to come outside. Kanye West is going through shit like that. You can't even come outside without the people taking.
That's why I say they made Kanye West a genius.
Just notice.
Like they say, wait, they say Kanye West is a genius. Why is Kanye West a genius? Because his pronoun in art.
Yeah.
How does that make him a genius compared to the normal person IQ making him a genius? So we put that narrative on him, and then with the paparazzi all at his door and that ego.
Right.
Yeah, that shit.
But he had that ego a long time
ago. Yeah, he been had the ego. But I'm just saying that time. Shit like that is stressful.
So once he keep on poo-poo.
Well, that's just like a motherfucker at your door every day.
Hey, think about this. People, no, not even that. Look, Pete, look, Jehovah's Witness. People don't even like them knocking on your door every day, Pete. Feature nigga over the camera. And they talking about Jesus in your face.
And Jehovah coming with the word. They trying to get you right. But you got attitude with them as soon as you see them motherfuckers coming up the street.
That's like every day, 24 hours, you're like the podcast as soon as you get to the dump. Come on, man. You trying to chill with your family.
I literally had to talk with a guy about my clothing line and marketing and shit. And he was talking, he said, when you market on the internet, imagine how going viral. Imagine how when you're not viral and you hit some shit and your shit turn up, you get 1,000 views, 1,000 likes, and your shit going like that. Imagine when your shit hit the millions and you keep on posting. Let's say you're a female and you post one picture a day. Right. And them shits hit the millions every day. Or you posting good content once a day. And your phone just going off all day.
Right.
Ding, ding, ding. Motherfuckers liking it. Motherfuckers commenting. Motherfuckers posting. Motherfuckers sharing. Motherfuckers doing it. That's just on your phone. Nah, imagine. That's like you said with Eminem. He had a whole chart talking about. He had a whole album talking about niggas being in his face. And he can't even be normal. Right. Because everybody all in. Am I the real Slim Shady? Please stand up.
I mean, you got to be a million motherfuckers, man.
Dog. Damn.
Can I tell y'all my Eminem story?
Talk that shit.
Joe Dumars had to be about 10 years old, bro. 21 Mile. And it, now that I'm older, I understand now. I was with Will. We at the laser tag side. Y'all was playing basketball. We at the laser tag side fucking around. We see Eminem on the golf court with his daughter and like a couple friends like they were celebrating a birthday party. We see him. We like, Eminem. He looked at us and like, you know, shut the fuck up, talking shit like, man, be quiet. We was kind of hurt about that shit. Like, nigga, we listen to all your music, bro. We was sick about it. We was like, all right. We just walked up like, fuck that nigga. But now I think about it, it's like, damn, what if we went back and like, oh, y'all, Eminem over here. all this whole side would have left and went over there and fucked up their whole little family.
Whole little daddy daughter time. That's like Kodak Black, bro.
And I understand it now. It's like, damn, that fame be like, it'll fuck your life up.
It's too much. Everybody can't deal with that fame. Kodak Black said that shit. Man, you can't just run up on me with a camera, man. I understand you want to take a picture of me.
Yeah, you got to think niggas from the hood for real. Like, you know, it's like, damn. I always said I
can't be in the position of all that shit.
You can't say that because you're trying to.
No, I'm not trying to. I just be myself.
All it takes for one oops on the podcast to do whatever. You know what I'm saying? But and it'll go millions.
You can distance yourself from that.
So, I got a situation for y'all right here. Like you saying the oops on the podcast.
You know what I'm saying?
What if y'all make that one mistake on the episode that go viral? And y'all just, now y'all the hottest podcast out, and it's like, you can't stop it right now. The only thing you can do to stop it is be like, hey, DJ.
But you limit your assets. You know, your assets to people. I mean, you don't have to put yourself out there in the limelight, and you don't have to, you know, do that shit, because it's many actors, it's many comedians that live a modest ass life, even though they do what they do.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you guard your spirit.
Most definitely.
You guard your spirit. Bro.
You don't have to put yourself in a spotlight like that.
It's what you feel like you can take.
Right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Everything is in moderation anyway. You know what I'm saying? It's what you feel like.
That should be for fame, man. Real hustlers know if y'all can bubble off whatever y'all doing, y'all can trickle off of it. And keep going.
Before you go there, let me say this
because of what he just said. Hustlers, you said, I got to go back to what Neo said. Neo made a comment about the trans and gays and talking about how he don't want his son to be gay and how he don't want to raise a gay son and all that. Right. He was like, man, if the community cancel me, you know, I'm a hustler. I know how to go out and make my own money. That just means it's a world without Neo. You know, I don't have to be big Neo. I just accept the fact that this is just be a world without Neo.
Right.
You got to be able to hustle and be able to make your moves regardless. Because there's ways to still be able to make money. You know what I'm saying? Nah, the Wayans, talk that, because no, you cannot.
My thing is, when they canceled their ass and they tried to take over their fucking show, and they was like, fuck that, did they stop the Wayans from being the Wayans? Right now, Wayans paid them a motherfucker. But if they go out in public, do you think motherfuckers going to trample them like that? They might be like, hey, that's Damon. You know what I'm saying? Hey, that's so and so.
I don't know. No. Hey, hold on.
They're not going to trample
them. Damon, they may be not.
Even if you see Marlon, they're not going to trample him like that. They're going to acknowledge him.
Yeah, you probably right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's going to be your tools that won't.
You
got to know their legacy on comedy, though.
These are not like low bottom, you know, comedians, performers and shit like these. These are top of the motherfucking line. Yeah. Performers and artists and shit.
Like you said, people that protect their spirit and their
exactly.
Head. So people know not these.
These motherfuckers is not putting their whole life out there. Nigga, right now I can't even tell you who all the Wayne and kids is.
Right. But they're all acting.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. they live their life to a way we make money, we famous, but we not gonna focus on that. We just gonna live a comfortable life and do what we do. We ain't gotta be controversial. Because think about it, they could have been did a reality show, the Wayne is reality, where these niggas just cutting up and showing bullshit.
That's not doing nothing for their legacy.
Exactly.
No.
Exactly.
Their legacy is literally secure in comedy and what they did, from comedy to talk show to sitcom.
Without the bullshit.
You know, without the bullshit. You know, the only speculation they got allegedly is one of the brothers gay. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Who cares? You know, that, but that's literally is the only speculation. You know what I'm saying? They come out with good content.
Right.
From the movies, from the Wayne's brother, the sitcom. You know what I'm saying?
Because even with T.I.,
I really hear no bad.
Even with T.I., I like T.I. music. You know what I'm saying? Some of this shit he do, as far as community active, you know, kind of is questionable and shit. But even with T.I., I felt that he did more damage to his legacy by doing a reality show than he did good.
It's, you talking about it's too raw on his fatherhood?
I think it's just...
It made him too vulnerable?
It put too much...
From what his rap speak?
Yeah, from too much... Right, too much of him out there and shit, you know what I'm saying? And everything ain't for everything. You know what I'm saying? Everything ain't for everybody.
That was his crossover from music to podcasting to reality, though.
Yeah, he but the, I mean, some shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Some shit. When you sacrifice certain things, it's fucked up.
Yeah, but you got to think about it. That's
like that kind of transition.
You got to watch how you saying it because you always talking about branding. You big on branding. All he did was a cross brand.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He went from the hood and the street, being in jail from the
Ice Cube. Ice Cube.
When, you know what I'm saying? When it comes to my family life perceived. And my kids,
that part,
all that shit is off the table.
But for him to rebrand in the way he has,
but think
to,
about it: certain motherfuckers out here that put their shit on the line, Run DMC.
That's almost like, did he cross over?
I mean,
is that a significance?
You talking about Run DMC? You talking about Ice Cube? You talking about L. Cool J? You're talking about a lot of these guys that never put their family on the line for their success. For the longest, motherfuckers didn't even know L. Cool J was married.
P, you literally just spoke on a whole genre of motherfuckers who you know who did this and shouldn't have.
No, that... Well...
There's another suspect of another nigga that did this and probably shouldn't have.
Only other person is Reverend Ron. He put his family on, but that's after so many years, but... My thing
maybe that nigga felt like it was commercialization.
Yeah.
All it did was commercialize.
My thing is, you have people that have made it to a certain spot in life that never had to put their family at risk, never had to put their legacy at risk. You know what I'm saying? I don't want my legacy to be on no fucking reality show.
You got a lot of
not them. Only a reality, you know, show, it's like, do you want to bring your family into this shit? When you know how the game is and you firsthand been through the game, why the fuck would you make a reality show and bring your kids in?
So we got
okay, so are we gonna discount Will Smith, my nigga?
I'm not discounting.
You know what I'm saying? That's
okay,
a reality show.
But unfortunately, do you see how his kids
His legacy is fucked up.
Now, I said Jada
fucked that up.
The son.
Hey, Jada fucked that man legacy up. The kids ain't do that. We can blame the kids.
The son did his due diligence with Flint. They're helping the Flint water build the towers for the water. So I ain't discounting what he doing. I'm just saying the actions of how the rebuildings of... And even the free mind spirit, not judging.
Let's flip it like this. Yeah,
how many of the white counterparts do you see having their family and their kids exposed and sacrificing their generational wealth?
Nor she adopt kids. I can't think of her name right now, but it's a white lady.
I mean,
Brad Pitt. They adopt a lot of kids.
Angela Jolie. Now
I can't think of her name. I don't want to say the name.
We can say the Bush kids, because the Bush kids was fucked up. They is getting blown.
I mean, shit, our president. look at our president's son.
I mean, yeah. I mean, but it's... it's a real... fucking slim table.
I mean, we know that but they use us as puppets, though.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Black community is the most entertaining community in the world.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So they know what they're doing. Those higher ups that's doing this, they know algorithm.
You got to think about it. That's why motherfuckers complain about, you know what I'm saying? Motherfucker, we made TikTok. We made YouTube. How is it that we getting paid less than our white counterparts? See, black folks got to think, okay, if we made this platform, let's make our own fucking platform. And let's do what the fuck we do on our platform and leave them to their bullshit. But see, the thing is about envy, jealousy, greed. All that shit blocks that shit. The reason why we ain't got no black town, no black community in it. You know, jealousy, greed, envy.
You can do around all that shit.
And then niggas got to learn how to play the white man's game, unfortunately, man. You gotta understand
the world. But a lot of us don't want to play that game.
What's that movie? No.
What I mean, the white man's game, I'm just saying by going by things the correct way.
What's that movie Terrence Howard was in? He was coaching, and the kids was
in the swimming movie?
No, they was playing basketball, I think. Oh, basketball. He was the coach. He was like, man, go out. Y'all black. It was like, but yeah, coach.
That's the swimming movie.
But yeah, thank you.
That's the movie. Coach, nigga.
But he was like, y'all,
Pride is the name of the movie.
No, that wasn't Pride.
What it was. This is
all about it. Yeah, it is. Yep,
not
yep.
that movie. Not that movie.
Yes, because they went to the racist white pool.
I'm talking about another movie, bro. I'll post it. We had this talk later. But he was like, y'all black. And they was just kept on trying to get something motivational. But he was like, no. You're really black. Just go out there and be black. God gave you a foot and a half, foot and a 6-inch dick.
Nigga,
you're
pride.
That's pride.
Pride.
Oh, okay. All right. You talk that shit then.
And see, the thing about it is we can build our own community. Right now, you got to understand, right now, a lot of white people are nervous. Because right now, you're talking about, you got a generation that's going back on everything and researching everything. And right now, if you look at it, Central Park right now is owned by black people. Central Park owned black people. I don't give a fuck how much Central Park is worth. Whatever Central Park is worth goes to the descendants of them people that lived.
The origin of that community.
And owned that land. That land was never sold. White people wrote their name in and said that they own this land and sold that land, but the original owners of that land never sold it.
I mean, but like I say, P.
The original owners of Tulsa, Rosewood, that motherfucking lake in Georgia, the original owners never sold that fucking land. They still owned it. Everything after that was plagiarized.
We really own all of the land, bro. We are the basically descendants of this land.
And you got to understand, everything was plagiarized. Everything was signed. Everything was did under fraud.
So how do you feel like, how do you feel like we can get back to the original nature?
No, they need to give us our fucking land back. They don't want to do that.
Ain't no giving.
Right, exactly. But if I can go back 20 years and say this motherfucker raped me, or if I can go back 20 years and say this motherfucker fondled me, I can go back in history and say, you motherfuckers killed my grandfather, or you motherfuckers killed my great-great-grandfather, forged his name, and stole this fucking land. Because one, murder, ain't no expectations on murder.
So how will we be able to get this land back then?
Because you got to fight for it. And see, these motherfuckers, that's why they trying to change history in California and all that shit. Oh, we're not going to talk about slavery. Oh, we're not going to talk about what happened and this and that. You know, this motherfucker's itemizing shit and say, hey, you know what? We're gonna spin a narrative on this shit.
You don't think they should talk about slavery, though? You don't think they should? You feel like they should talk
about slavery? Fuck yeah, because you got shit that happened. Ain't no limitations. Right. Ain't no statute of limitations on murder.
I honestly feel like slavery need to be...
Let me tell you why they trying to change the narrative on that shit. Okay, we already know ain't no limitations on murder, right? So if you murdered my great-great-grandfather and stole this fucking land and you signed your name to the deed and say, hey, this is my land and you sold it, all that shit was did under forgery. Mm-hmm. One of you motherfuckers killed my great-great-grandfather. So this means what? This land is still mine.
I mean, do you know how many we would really be imprisoning all Caucasians.
But the thing about it is, that's why they don't want to go into that shit. And that's why they don't want to go into like, hey, we can't do this shit because guess what? If your ancestors come back up and be like, we still own this land because you motherfuckers fraudulently and motherfucking fraud, got this land.
Don't
want
to hear the truth. We fucked already.
Right. So yeah, you got to understand. You got to understand these cases are still fucking open cases.
We signed that contract already, Pete.
But see, motherfuckers got to understand. This is what motherfuckers don't understand. These cases are still open.
Slavery.
Dude, this shit is fraud. No matter what you look at it. If you killed my great-grandfather, that case is still fucking open. So whoever signed that signature, to sign my land over, my great-grandfather land over, committed fraud.
But Pete,
not only did they commit murder and fraud, they committed fraud.
How you going to prove that?
It's all documented.
How can you prove it, though?
Because it's documented.
Because this is how I'm thinking.
I don't think
see, the court got it documented. The newspaper got it documented.
This is how I'm thinking. I'm thinking like this. You speaking on land, but I'm speaking on slavery. How they...
Let me show you. You speaking on slavery. I'm speaking on land for the simple fact is, right now, if they had to put a price value on Central Park, what would the price be? In the billions of dollars, right? Guess who owned that land? Black people.
Okay. Like I said, so let's go all the way back even further than that. The land that we picked cotton on, the land that we did, even in Jamaica, picking sugar in, like we were enslaved. That was our land, my brother. Mm-hmm. Like they took that land from us and built big house and lived in that. The European did that and then made us slaves. You know, now we have to go all, even further. And killed us.
Yeah, but if you want to go back.
Treated us like property. So now I have to find the descendant of who killed the Caucasian.
And this is what can bring me back to, hold up. This is what brings me back to why we need to disprove slavery out of our history. Because we have too many ifs, what's, and hows. We don't have no documents that we can reach, right?
You said the key word.
You know what that do?
You said the key word. You said the key word. What did you just say?
Listen, hold on. Let me finish.
No, what did you just say?
That sets us back 300 years to whenever.
But what did you just say?
Because we trying to figure out all this shit instead of getting to what's
okay,
now.
But listen, what did you just say? You said what? Since shit had to be what? Documented.
Right.
So ever since shit was documented, before, when they start really keeping a track on who owned what and who went had what. Now, if you can go back to motherfucking Central Park, it's documented who owned that shit. And so, them black motherfuckers
and
that own that shit,
if you
is documented.
You the best lawyer, the best Jewish lawyer you can find.
And you'll be in a fight.
He's not getting them documents.
You'll be in a fight. You'll
they
be
not
in a fight in the world.
This is what I feel.
They not getting no documents.
Hey,
dude.
Let's just place
we
the
gotta
knowledge
let that
out
go
on
and
the
move
table.
On.
Let's just place the knowledge out on the table, and the knowledge is what it is, because you can't dispute knowledge. And then, those that seek knowledge, find knowledge.
Right.
Those that choose to be ignorant, stay ignorant. Let's not change the narrative, force the narrative, recreate the narrative.
Man.
Like the story has been throughout the lines. Let's have a generation where we can say, okay, this is the truth. And lay the truth right there on the table and say, y'all want the truth? This the truth.
If we want the truth, we want to see the blacks be kings and queens. That's what we want to see. Let's delete slavery. Let's bring that part.
I agree. I feel like let's give it all. Give it all.
Let's get rid of oppression. The tired slave that got beat on and was tired and was eating bullshit. Let's get to the black people that was really
kings
and
queens.
Gods.
But
you know what? We already know that.
I can name you right now three slaves that went through the worst time in slavery. We can name the Kuntas, we can name the Harriet Tubmans, we can probably think of another slave. We ain't gonna get to that right now, I can't think of it. But you can't name too many people that was really queens and gods that was really giving back to their community.
Don't you know the richest man on this planet Earth was a black motherfucking man?
We can say that.
From Africa?
Okay, research that
shit. If you research
and look at it,
you'll find out
we
all
can
that
say that
shit.
But that's not taught in school. What I'm saying is we can say that.
It's never going to be taught
in
school.
We can say that because you learned that, but if we go outside and ask 20 kids who the richest white
man is, they're not going to know.
They're going to name a white man. That's what I'm saying. Because all they know is slavery.
And that's why I tell you, don't let them cancel fucking history and research history. It's not up to the education system to do that shit. It's up to us as parents. Us to the black community.
But they controlling the narrative.
Paying them taxes.
Don't let them.
They controlling a narrative.
Don't nobody in the education process control the narrative that I control in my household.
You right, though.
Does nobody outside this motherfucker control the narrative I control in my household? My daughter know how to speak three or four different languages. Why? because I pressed that. So if she know how to speak Chinese, she know how to speak Russian, and she know how to speak Thai.
No. So if you're teaching one thing at home, right, and then your kids go to school, let me talk.
My kids look at school like it's a fucking joke.
Okay, the average person being taught, they teaching their kids one thing, and then they kid go to school, and then they learning a whole different thing, and then they come to home with their report card to the average Joe. They come home with their report cards and they supposed to be getting A's and B's, but they getting D's and F's. Knowing that this kid is being taught one thing in school, but you're supposed to decide in society. This is why I say, I teach my kid, it's a diverse. You have to understand what they gonna teach you, but I'm gonna teach you reality. So my son go to school, I got a 13-year-old. He go to school, he learn one thing, and I say, son, they teaching you this, but society is gonna also teach you this.
Yeah, so I mean, that's the way it goes.
It's a balance.
That's the way it should be.
I agree.
Anybody that's not doing that, they only fucking themselves. So
that's the way it should be.
I teach my kids what I want them to know.
So now, let me drop this knowledge. So when I say, all I'm saying is, if those that beat, that hold those documents that you speak of.
Right.
Because you're right. Drop those documents on the table. Let the ones like you who want the knowledge go and seek the knowledge. The ones who don't want the knowledge, they don't have to seek the knowledge. Then we don't have to push it in school because school got their own narrative. School got their own narrative. So cancel the narrative in school because you feel like, okay, they shouldn't speak on slavery. We're not going to speak on slavery. Because if you're going to teach your kids now, you got the opportunity to teach your kids.
But guess what? Do the research. And look at right now how many families are fighting the United States government right now for their land that was stolen by white people and took it from their ancestors. It's thousands of court cases, millions of court cases right now going on. This is the shit that they don't want you to know.
I got the question for you, Pete. You got all daughters, right?
Right.
Do you teach them the history of being slaves or do you teach them the history of being queen?
I teach them both.
But what history is you teaching them to follow up after, though?
I teach them both.
But you telling me you teach them to follow up after?
He trying to strike the fix, bro.
No, I'm not striving to fix. This is the thing.
What's your clothing line, man?
Empress, thank you, dog.
This is the thing right here.
Thank you.
This is the thing right here. I teach them, be careful of who the fuck you trust.
Right.
And always look at people with a different view. Always look at your third eye and understand what you have to go through, because I want you to understand what your people went through.
So see,
I'm from Greenwood, Mississippi. My family stayed down the road from Emmett Till family. One of my uncles pulled Emmett Till body out of the water.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I remember running on that country road because me and my brothers used to have to go. We used to have to go pump water because we didn't have running water at our house. We had to go pump water.
Right.
So the people that killed Emmett Till lived basically down the road from us because they had a store and shit. It was right by the railroad tracks. I'm from Greenwood, Mississippi, the county of LaFleur.
Now, right. Now, so hear me out.
My thing is that it's like this. I tell my kids, it's wicked motherfuckers out here in this world. And you got to know how to play your part. Never forget what they put you through. But always remember, you got to judge a person by their character, and you got to be able to see certain shit in life.
That's any color, though.
You know, yeah, it's any color. But like I teach my kids, understand this. We came from a certain place to being tortured, raped, abused. You know what I'm saying? And that place, we can never go back.
They're really doing it mentally.
We can never go back. You can't let them do it physically. You can't let them do it physically, mentally.
Willie Lynch theory.
You can't let them do it to you at all. That's why you build your kids. You build their mind. I can't tell you who you're going to be in life.
That's why you
but
so
I can insert.
Teach one.
I can insert in you to where you see people for who the fuck they are. You know what I'm saying? Because ain't nobody bigger in life, in my kids' life, except me. Because my daddy will fuck you up. I don't give a fuck what you do, what you say. If you fuck with me in life, my daddy will come fuck you up. Ain't no way you can go out here and kill one of my kids, then give me a check for $1 million and say, oh, we're sorry.
That's
nigga, I'm the black motherfucking Rambo. Yeah. You fuck with one of my kids, nigga, it's over. I don't give a fuck who you are.
I'm willing to die.
I don't give a fuck what badge you hold. That's your shit. You can't fuck with one of mine and be like, we are good. No, we ain't all good.
And you ain't about to paint this narrative.
Yeah, because the way I live my life and the way I carry myself is, don't fuck with me and I'm not fucking with you. But when you start to fuck with me, shit can get real bad.
I don't think they purposely sacrificed their kids, man.
It ain't all about...
You get to a point where you can't turn back now.
It ain't all about sacrificing your kids. It's all about putting up with bullshit that you really don't have to be putting up with.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Living a certain motherfucking lifestyle that you feel like, okay, it's acceptable. And anything else outside of that is not acceptable.
Right. Them ones with your morals and values.
Yeah.
But like you keep on
and
saying.
And a little bit of pride.
And pride.
And a little bit of pride.
But you keep on saying those ones that's willing to do whatever to take that next step, bro. And we got those ones that got
because you
got
look at those. You got to look at it. What the fuck Nat say? Nat Turner. He said, I'm ready to separate myself.
I asked those who wanted to come.
Exactly. What did the fuck did he say?
He said, if they didn't want to come, all right, raise your hand.
And what did the fuck did he do after that? Exactly. And that's the world we living in. That's how it is. That's how it's been. That's the world we fucking living in. We got those that's gonna do and those that ain't gonna do shit. And you gotta separate yourself from them. Nigga, I know what's mine.
But they, I'm playing the devil's advocate, bro, because I hear what you're saying. But they, those ones that be, that's holding the control.
They gotta get the fuck off.
No, I'm talking about the ones that, I'm talking about the ones that's controlling the media. Because all it is, like I keep saying,
it's shut that shit down.
We can't shut down.
We can't shut that shit down.
How?
Don't use it. Right now, if every black person...
You know niggas that's getting information off TikTok.
Let me tell you something. Right now, if every black person in fucking America stopped working right now...
It would shut the economy down.
Exactly. So who controls the economy?
The working man.
Exactly. Right now, if every black motherfucker stop buying Gucci, stop buying Lucci, Louis Vuitton and all that shit, stop buying, you know what I'm saying, all the new shit that's on the market. If we stop buying that shit, guess what? Them motherfuckers go broke. Tell me who got the fucking control. Right now, if we stop working, guess what? We not paying taxes. We not paying Social Security. We not paying none of that shit.
But don't you think they know that, though?
They know it ain't gonna happen because they know motherfuckers scared to make that shit happen.
So, they set up a platform. You wanna know what they did? They did welfare. Okay, for those that don't wanna work, you can rely on this system that'll provide for you, even in steel. So, I hear what you're saying.
And guess what? Guess what? That brings us back to what Nat said. What the fuck Nat said? Tell me, what did that say? This research.
Do you want to be a part?
Exactly. And those that didn't want to be a part, what happened to them?
We gotta get rid of you first.
Them the first motherfuckers we gotta kill, because guess what? If we don't kill them motherfuckers, guess who they going to tell? The motherfucking master. So, yes, we got warriors. We got beast out here. But guess what? We got sucker motherfuckers too.
I agree.
And guess who won't tell? Them sucker motherfuckers. So guess who these beast-ass alpha male-ass niggas got to get rid of?
Those.
Them suckers. And guess what Cat Williams doing? Guess what he doing? He getting rid of them suckers.
Those.
Them niggas in the back. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Master, you know, feed me real good and shit. You know, Master got me clothes and shit. Them motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Let us learn from history what happens.
I was just about to say that. Bernie Mac. Allegedly.
We got motherfucker ancestors and we got the people before us telling us everything that's going to fucking happen. Everything that's going to be our fucking truths. But we ignore that shit as a people. We are the most ignorant.
Seek
foolish motherfucking people on the planet.
So, okay, so I got a question for you. I know your answer. I still ask the question. How do you poke, like I said, those that seek knowledge, you get it. So the ones that you're only going to be ignorant to what you choose to be ignorant about. That's my theory. Because when you want something, you will go out and get it. Right. You know what I'm saying? That's proven destiny. So you only ignorant. Ignorant is just not knowing. So how do you awaken those that's ignorant to accept and want to chase this knowledge?
You don't. They have to awaken themselves. And that's the biggest problem. These motherfuckers are not willing to be awoke. Because everything is out there for them already. But they just act like they don't know. Let me tell you when my life was fucked up and I knew we was doomed. When a white police officer, female, went into a black man apartment and shot and killed him. And said, oh, I thought I was in my apartment. I thought he was breaking in my apartment. Bitch, you done had this apartment for a while. You don't know what type of couch you got in your shit?
You don't know your apartment number?
You don't know the decorations you got? Bitch, is that your table?
How did you get into your apartment without the key?
But the fucked up part about it is they tried to spin the narrative. Oh, he had weed in the house. I don't give a fuck, bitch. So what? What is that to report? If I like smoking weed, that's my fucking problem. Bitch, if I like smoking crack, if it's in my house, that's my problem. What the fuck that got to do with the case? What the fuck that got to do with you walking into my house and killing me? Now, what really killed me and killed my soul when I knew black folks was doomed? When the family hugged her in the trial. And it's like, oh, we forgive you. Nigga, ain't no forgiving. Not for no shit like that. You forgive motherfuckers for making a mistake. That wasn't a mistake. Because I can tell you, as many a time as I done got high, and I been blow when I done smoked weed and drunk fists after fists.
Why we so accepted, bro?
And I wake up and look at the ceiling, the first thing I notice, this ain't my motherfucking house. Where the fuck am I? You know what I'm saying? And I'm easing through this bitch because don't shit in here look familiar. And I'm high. If I'm high and wake up and can understand that, you know, I'm not in my motherfucking crib.
You getting the fuck on?
This bitch that's sober. That's been on a police force.
Couldn't have been too damn
long. For a while. Right. Don't know where the fuck she at. Nigga, I know my shit in the dark. You can cut off the lights down here right now, and I can make it about this bitch without bumping into shit.
True story to that, they was
fucking. You know what I'm saying? Because I know my fucking crib.
She went through his phone and found out he was fucking with somebody else, and she killed him.
I know my fucking crib, so you can't tell me a motherfucker walk in the house.
She knew how to get in there.
Don't realize that it's their fucking crib and shoot a motherfucker and kill him in cold blood. Nah, I'm his family. I'm hugging. Oh, I forgive you.
Ain't no fucking
I forgive you. You only got, what, 3 years in prison and some probation? Oh, I forgive you.
Hard as hell. You think this is a
plan. Me.
I'm setting a plan.
And I tell everybody, I'm not that fucking forgiving. You know what I'm saying? My kids... I remember as a youngster saying, I don't want no fucking kids. I never have kids. But when I started having kids, my kids meant the life to me. My kids meant so much to me that I had to change who the fuck I was just to have them.
That's a fact.
I couldn't even be the same motherfucker that I was.
I couldn't be the same nigga. That's a fact. I had to change
some of my shit. I had to change my shit and be like, I love these kids enough to where...
I gotta live for them.
Exactly. So you think I'm going to let a motherfucker choke the fuck out of my kid because he ain't got no seatbelt on? Or a motherfucker walk in the wrong house and shoot down one of my kids and be like, oh, I didn't even know if I was home or not. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, fuck that. I'm coming for you. You're going to have to kill me in all my fucking glory. Nigga, one thing my legacy will be like that nigga didn't bullshit. When he said he was coming... That motherfucker came.
What's that doctor name who moved to Detroit? He moved to Detroit and the white people was outside his house. And they came out with guns and shit. And he was outside of his house and he was killing all of them motherfuckers.
Trespassing, motherfucker. I don't fuck around. Don't come around here.
Legacy.
I'm going to tell you something. True story. about my grandfather.
That was a true story, too. Do the research. I'll come back.
With true you. Story about my grandfather. My grandfather, like I told you, we from Greenwood, Mississippi. Greenwood, Mississippi, land mean everything. Don't come on my fucking land if I don't invite you. You know what I'm saying? You're a killer motherfucker from coming on your land. So my family brought my grandfather here because they felt like he'd have better care and more family around him if he was here in the city. My grandfather never been in the city before. He's from the country. Mm-hmm. Motherfucker had a double barrel shotgun.
Old school.
So he in the hood. My grandfather, get the fuck off my grass. You know what I'm saying? Don't come on his property with that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And he was ready to kill motherfuckers. And we'd be like, hey, granddad, you know, you can't do that. It's different laws here.
What's crazy? Bro, I hate you so much. All right. We warriors. Bro, we gonna fight for our morals. We know we gonna stand on for what we stand on, and we know it really is a lot of the men that will stand on their stand up. Right. But the projection of the media and the narrative that they are controlling, right?
Right.
They projecting it not to be right. Even if we all bind it up and took out those non-warriors, I would love that. I believe that there will be a time.
It will be a time.
I believe.
Everything
has a time. I just don't believe it'll be in our generation. Well, it's not going to be in our generation.
No, why do you
think? That's why. Wait, let me talk. That's why I preach to my son.
Right.
Because I don't think it'll be even in his generation. But the way that AI is going, I think that is kind of going to advance it. But that's a whole other story. But I do believe that it will become a time where that war will come. And I do believe that we will win.
Well, why do you think they want a more softer, gentle, understanding generation?
To ease it on you.
You know what I'm saying? You don't want anybody that's going to challenge you.
K-Y-E.
You know what I'm saying? You can't challenge me.
That's why I say,
can't no man challenge me.
Because P, you get deeper than that, though. It's all about.
You got to understand. I tell people, can't no man challenge me. Why? Because I'm a man.
You know what I stand on.
Exactly.
Nah, we can get everybody to not. Nah, the whole thing is, I might fuck y'all.
But you got to stand on the right shit, though.
And see, no, that's the thing. It's the separation that they doing, bro. The religion to the LGBT community to the shit we talking about.
But morals, at the end of the day, morals is morals.
I'm not gonna stand on bullshit.
It's all on who the fuck setting the morals, though.
That's you perception. Feel what I'm saying?
Nobody know where these morals is coming from.
Perception.
No, it's perception. Your morals are already in you.
That's karma.
That's already karma. Built that's not in. Talk. You know it's a
you
different.
You say that for most people, but if I'm brought up to think these things
as a kid, that
becomes but my you already
morals.
Know.
As if a kid, I stand on Christianity, the Ten Commandments becomes my morals.
But something shake you as a kid. You put your hand over the fire. The mama's supposed to be like, ah, no, don't do that, no, no. But she ain't catch you in time. Ah, hot, mama, hot. So the kid know not to double back. For the kid that double back. Now, you got to pay attention more to that child and be able to teach that kid. So that's where it comes. You're supposed to raise your child up. You know what I'm saying? So moral. And somebody going to get that inkling. Karma. It ain't bad until you know it's bad. You know what I'm saying? You feel that shit inside yourself.
But I think as morally, we all are born with a moral compass. Because even as a kid, I'm gonna say it's kind of learned, and you kind of already know not to do some shit. So when you
I don't know, man.
Nobody teach a lion to be a lion.
When you reaching for something, when you a kid, now just think about it. When you was a kid and you reaching for something, and your parent look at you, they ain't had to say shit. You knew.
Who teach a chameleon to walk in the area and feel threatened and turn from green to black?
The instincts of seeing other chameleons do it.
No. Only chameleons do that.
Right. How you think you don't think the mother has nothing to do with that? It's all on.
That's its nature.
It's all on what you've been taught. The nature.
That's its nature.
No, I think.
It's all on what exactly. you've been taught.
It's a little bit of what,
that.
It's a little bit of what you've been taught, species. But I think it's nature too.
We are the only species that's taught to do anything. You know what I'm saying? Who when a
be careful, like, because I study all my animals now. Be careful what you're saying.
When a horse lay, you know, it's production. Who teaches it to crawl and then walk and then use the bathroom over there and then only eat this? Who teaches that horse to do that?
That's natural.
Thank you. So we are the only species that's being taught and that teaches. So we actually are not being natural. We are supposed to be.
Babies do the same thing. They come out. They moving around and they crying. Who teaches them how to move their arms?
The first thing a baby come out, it gets spanked.
But it's still moving.
Yes, it's moving by nature.
So who teaching it? Right.
That's nature. So after that, we control that whole baby. Don't talk to my baby Gaga Google. Because that's not the language.
So what you think a lion do when you get by a cub? Don't get by my cub.
It protects the cub.
Right.
Like you protect your child.
But does a lion send the cub off to school?
It's not a school, but a lion sends a cub off to hunt?
No, a lion teaches. A lion is out there. What does the bird do? It's our instincts from within the community. Meech, it's the same thing.
You learn.
We have an organized society that's detrimental to nature.
But if you look at it, think of it like this: we are carpenters, we are farmers, we are builders. Think about it. What the fuck are we building now? What the fuck are we farming? We basically waiting on the government to give us what the fuck we could go to McDonald's
and get our own food.
So what they took from us?
And Everything podcast by Two Kings first episode and show y'all the basement that had nothing down here for real, and then we can go to today's episode show you a man that built his basement.
But they took everything from us, and they still taking it from us.
It's the general of the society how basically they taken away or instance because of the society. Instance in nature, instance, and the production of what this is really a detrimental.
Just think about when you was growing up, how many fruit trees you had in your backyard, your front yard and shit. All that shit gone. Why? Because they want you to depend on one entity for food.
Made a big point with that.
Think about it right now. You know that our food is basically banned in every fucking country you can think about.
I've been looking at that too,
the government won't let us grow our food naturally and give it to people. They'll shut us down and be like, hey, you can't pass this food out. We don't know what it got in it, how you raise it. But they sell us poison every motherfucking day.
Mm-hmm. So when you know that it's poison,
and they we allow so much of this and so much of that, but you won't let me take food that I naturally grew out the ground and sell it to anybody.
And then you would look at people like Dr. Sebi, who had herbal remedies to fix these things that went against our system, and then allegedly,
right?
So right, this the word still allegedly, right?
So right. Allegedly, you got to look at it like,
you know what I'm saying? That quiets him and shut him down because of what he's doing is helping.
Exactly.
Because he had motherfuckers just like Cat Williams who said, yeah, what Dr. Sebi is doing is helping me in my life. And it took me from depression to uproar to a new form of life that's helping me and
fuck depression. He's cured
and all that shit.
Diseases.
The thing about it is, if we pay attention enough, all that shit circle right back around.
Not fuck depression, my bad, y'all.
You know, that shit circle right back around depression because it shows us that how much these motherfucking entities and shit fucks with our lives.
On a day-to-day basis. On a day-to-day, from the smallest things that we even look over. I tell motherfuckers, man, time is a motherfucking... curse.
Because I looked at this one article. They said they shut down this Amish market and shit. This dude been selling meat and vegetables for years. They said the federal government raided his market and shut it down and shit like that. But I'm like, how the fuck can y'all raid his market, shut it down? For one thing, he went private and just sold to his club members and shit. That still wasn't good enough with them. They shut them down. And the thing about it is, y'all selling all this poisonous shit. But you'll go to this motherfucker that has all natural foods and shit and want to indict him. I think they got like 37 motherfucking indictments on this motherfucker just for selling natural ass food. When they selling poison every fucking day.
We can look down through history on several accounts where we see the just get treated unjust and made look unjust from the just that they were doing.
And it's like, man, it's crazy when you start to realize certain shit. Like, you know, my thing is, you can buy a house for $200,000. You can pay motherfucking that whole $200,000 back. You know, and your loan is done. You paid for your house. Your house is yours. No, it's not. Because guess what? If you don't pay no property taxes, they can take your fucking house from you.
That's a fact.
How the fuck can they take a house that you paid for?
That's a fact.
And guess what? It's so fucked up because you paid $200,000 for the house, right? But if you owe $5,000 in motherfucking back taxes, they can sell your motherfucking house for that $5,000 in back taxes.
Now, what I'm going to say is there's ways around having to pay taxes and being able to own your own land. Now, I'm not fully knowledgeable. I'm not ignorant. I'm trying to learn, so I'm not going to speak on so much. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm still in the process of trying to learn. But there's ways, and we just have to learn those ways. You know
and that
and,
way...
And I say this. Life is like playing Mario Brothers.
And that way you got to be very careful because even people that did that still ended up in court where the court still tried to take their property from.
Life is like playing Mario Brothers. It's always checkpoints. Mm-hmm. So once you get to that point where you feel like, you know, you don't die. It's a checkpoint.
Well,
it's a learning lesson. So when you feeling like you're going to court and got to deal with those entities, you deal with those entities and then you just learn because it's always another step to the way because society gives trick points where you can still elevate and they crack.
What's that key word you just said? Society, right?
Indeed.
And I'm going to give you a prime example. Why do you think they letting all these motherfuckers from different countries, these immigrations and shit over?
Because they learn how to maneuver through the cracks.
And sway the majority.
If we learn,
see, this world is built on minority and majority.
So all I'm saying, bro, because you missing, because you contradicting yourself.
No, I'm not.
All I'm saying is, once we learn, because like you starting to say what I'm saying now. Once we learn those cracks, because it's the knowledge. You have to learn the knowledge. The thing about us is we praise social media. We praise NBA. We praise NFL. We praise, you know, the hot drama. We thrive off of that shit. They are making us thrive off of that shit. Even us, per se. You know what I'm saying? Even we looking for what's hot in the media so we can talk about. You know, oh, let's go viral. You know what I'm saying? Even us. But we need to learn how to even understanding that concept, be balanced enough to still retain knowledge that'll help us maneuver through those cracks that society try to.
But you got to understand what it is. It's minority and the majority.
They put that shit in our faces so much. Yeah. They doing it in movies.
But it's still the minority and the majority. So what is it? The motherfucking USA start losing the majority. So only way they feel like they can be, you know, the only way they felt like they can gain the majority again is bring all these immigrants in, favor them, give them shit that they not giving their own people. And guess what? They the majority
again.
They
feel like they're giving back.
They not the minority no more. They the majority. So now they got the majority of the support because they are including these. Exactly. So, you know, it's so many different entities and so many things that you have to watch and understand.
I hear what you're saying. Okay. Maybe you swaying towards me. Okay, now we starting to understand. Okay, now we starting to vibe more. Yeah.
Because
now
you're starting to understand it.
No, we starting to vibe more. We starting to vibe more. It's the kundalini, the two snakes that come up one sword. You know what I'm saying? You know, so I'm digging what you're saying now. Because like you saying one thing, first you wasn't saying that. Because you were saying you were shutting us off at a cap. Now you adding the immigrants to deploy that.
Well, the thing is, they felt they was losing. They felt they was losing the motherfucking majority.
But even in still, do you know those immigrants are still native to our land? So in all actuality, like what you, okay, the melanated being, the Afro being, right. the Mexican being, like those are cousins, like descendants of, you know what I'm saying? Like those are still family. So even when you say minority, majority, you still got, it's retrospect of, they still a part of us.
Yeah, they part of us to a certain extent, but
the ignorance behind it, bro.
But see,
we're separating.
But you gotta understand where it's coming from.
Those beings that you were speaking of are swaying them to think one thing instead of another.
But see,
with resources that you're speaking of.
But once they colonized the United States, they sectioned it off.
They knew what they were doing.
When they sectioned it off, even though we still brothers, cousins, whatever, no. This is America. This is Africa. This is America. This is Israel.
That's called division.
The thing about it is,
they said,
right, we already got Americans right here. So y'all motherfucking Israelites and Africans, if you want to come over here,
divide them through race.
You gotta sway the way we sway.
Divide them through race.
Because the thing about it is, I don't give a fuck what your color is or what
history.
You look like. Motherfucker, if you ain't rolling with the majority, you can't fuck with
us. Take them from their previous land.
Exactly.
We said the same thing, bro.
The dude, you know, the thing is, man, that what we don't look at and shit is like how you sway people. So when you get the majority of people to go with some shit, because you can take it back to like 1980. Motherfucker, 1980, one of them motherfuckers talking about, you know what, gay rights and shit like that. If you was gay, your ass was banned.
That's evolution.
If you was gay, it's not evolution. It was a mental condition. It's not evolution.
That's evolution.
It's what you call
the condition that they try to force on.
Dog, it's not evolution.
It's
mental. It's motherfucker. I'm gonna tell you what it is.
Okay.
It's the majority.
The same thing they deal with gays is the same thing they deal with special needs.
No, it's a majority. When majority deems something to be right, or majority deems something to be in the best interest, that's what they follow, majority. It don't have shit to do with anything else. Whatever the majority say, the majority. Dog, we've been taught all our life, majority wins. It don't matter who majority it is. Majority wins, period.
No, bro.
It don't have to be a white majority, black majority.
No,
majority,
no.
Majority of the black people can say they want this. Who picked the president? The people, whoever want to pick the president, the people in power. They only give you an instance that you pick the president.
Okay, so
the president has no fucking power.
Digress.
What power does the president have?
Man, you're not answering the question that I asked. Puppet. Digress.
What's the question?
There's a puppet up there.
You know what I'm saying? Who picks the president?
Who picks the president?
Do the minority pick the president?
No.
Thank you. So why are you saying the minority? That's not true. It's like I keep saying.
I said the majority.
Okay, like you.
I've never said the minority. The minority don't do shit.
No, the majority still doesn't pick.
Yeah, they do.
Okay, who picks the president?
The people with power. The majority of the money.
That's
the majority of the power of the world. The Rockworths. The Baggins.
So
the
is
motherfucking
is that the majority?
That's the majority of the motherfucker that owns the wealth in the United States.
But it's not the majority.
It's the majority of the people that own the wealth.
It's the people.
The people don't have shit to do with it.
It's the majority
of the motherfucker who owns the wealth.
Control, bro. That's not control in my majority. It's not the same.
It's the majority. Majority. When you have majority, you have control.
That's why they call us the minority. We have the most people, the most population, but
you're talking about Rockwellers, Rockefellers. You're talking about all these motherfuckers.
We have the less power.
That had the most power. It's the majority.
That's the power.
That's majority.
That's why we the minority.
That's the power.
No,
bro.
That's majority.
No, that's not the majority.
It is the majority.
Okay, so why do they say let's go out and vote?
Because they give you a false motherfucking preface.
Illusion.
So because the motherfuckers at the top with the majority of the money making the power. That's the power and the money and the majority.
That's not the majority because
if you gotta understand
here, if you think in that case, now you gotta speak on race. Now you gotta divide us all. What race? Who has the most? Who has the most?
It ain't about
numbers.
Race.
You know numbers what? Don't lie.
You know who think about race? Poor people.
How? What?
Poor people think about race. You know why poor people think about race?
Something else to think about.
Because rich motherfuckers want you to motherfucking argue and fight over fucking race.
That's what I said.
So they can continue to do all the bullshit that they do.
I'm glad you said that. That brings me back to what I was saying. That's why we need to take slavery out this shit. That would take religion out of it. That would take a lot of separation out of it because at the end of the day, we have to understand that AI's on the way. Like you said, AI's on the way. So we need to learn how to come together as a
AI
people.
Here.
No, not yet.
Guess what matters?
We need to know how to come together as a people. Not just black people. I'm saying black people with the white people, with the Mexicans. That's what
it's
they
spiritual.
Separate.
That's why I keep saying nature.
That's what they separate. Because at the end of the day, they tell you all of y'all black.
Guess what we didn't have back in the day.
Lay the information out. The ones that want it, go get it.
Guess
the
what?
Ones that don't want it, you got to subside those and still live your life.
Guess what we didn't have back in the day?
The power, the ones that hold the true power is not the... Because once you lay their information out, it's no power.
No, they're still the majority.
If I lay the... If I relinquish
power... You ain't
power,
shit.
Thank you.
Unless
no
you got
power.
The majority.
It's no
guess
power.
Guess what?
I got, so now it's an even playing field.
It's not. Because guess what? If I'm a Rockefeller... If I'm a Rockefeller...
And you know all
and you come
stuff.
Out with a cure to cancer... You know what I'm saying? No matter how many people you get on board, I can get you killed.
That's a
and
fact.
They never say shit.
That's a fact.
Because guess what? I got this medicine game... Because and I got this shit sold up. And I'm the majority. Guess why? Because I got the money to back me. You can never be the you can never be the majority because you
that's
don't got the money that I got.
You're
I
a minority.
Let me explain something to you.
You're a
you think this is the first time they had an electric car?
No.
You think it's the first time they built a car that run off water?
This is the first time we let you motherfuckers.
Exactly. Where to find out, research where the motherfuckers
been
at.
Out of China 10 years before we even got.
They tell you the motherfuckers
was out before the whole connection of phones. Was
that's
out
just when
phones
they let us get.
Look, they tell you these motherfuckers died mysteriously. Why they died mysteriously? Because they ain't had the money to back them. Guess what? Because big business. And that minority won't let you get it.
Then again, that goes all the way back into slavery. Church's Chicken, Target, the concept of all of these restaurants and inventions that the black man really invented.
That's how they got their money. That's how they got their money.
So that's why I say relinquish the knowledge. Relinquish the information. It's an even playing field at that point. Nobody holds power.
They would never do that.
No, that is why I say in a perfect world, we that's what we was talking about. Trying to create what would help. Relinquish the information. Those that want it will seek that information.
Dude, why you think they're trying to take black history and shit out of these motherfucking Florida schools? Because if you talking about black history, you telling motherfuckers who built this shit.
The truth.
Exactly.
The truth.
They don't want the truth.
They don't
that's
want the truth.
One thing
people don't like the truth.
History ain't never bring up. That's what I'm saying. They need to
you know why slave? No, you
first
know
thing
why?
They talk about slavery, I'm going to tell you right now. First thing they start with slavery is crazy. It's like the Bible.
We went from Kevin Hart to slavery.
No,
all they do
I'm,
is
I'm going to tell you.
All they do is this. All they do is this. First thing they tell you, Christopher Columbus found America. Whoever went back to Africa took a lot of Africans and came back and started slavery.
You know why slavery? You know why slavery is so important? Because them motherfuckers don't tell you who built the cotton gin. If it wasn't for the cotton gin, they wouldn't been able to motherfucking process so much cotton that made them a motherfucking force among motherfucking foreign countries and shit. They ain't no tell you. They ain't no tell you about who made the plow. Slaves made the plow, but you guess who patented them? White people patenting them. You know why they white people patenting them?
Because you helping his ass. Exactly,
because white people basically took the patent because couldn't no black person patent the motherfucking product that they was inventing.
We so knew that. It, okay, we was property.
But we know that, but we gotta say, if it wasn't for slavery, and motherfuckers don't talk about slavery, then we can't talk about all the inventions that was made during slavery.
Relinquish the information.
Because a lot of the shit that made these motherfuckers millions and billions of dollars came out of slavery.
So relinquish the information. The ones that want the knowledge, seek the knowledge.
They're not going to do that. I'm trying to cancel history.
I'm saying in a perfect world.
I ain't saying cancel history. I'm just saying slavery.
I'm saying in a perfect world.
And even if they cancel slavery, still, you're not going to get the idea. But dude, you can't tell half of the story and not tell all of the story.
All I'm saying, but yeah,
you can't.
But they still do it now. They will tell you slavery stories and won't tell you the good shit.
Exactly. That's why we should be listening to that shit.
How about this? Let's, like you said, flip the narrative. Let's bring in the good shit, teach them the good shit that we want them to know. And then this shit that we kind of...
The
shit we kind of don't really...
That's the thing. It exposed too much lies.
Like a motherfucker asked
me. No, because once you find out kings, queens, you going... Next question you're going to ask to find out on your own is, what the fuck happened to them? What happened to all these... Now, this is when what you teaching them at the home going to come in. What happened to all these buildings they built? Now they going to say, hold on. If they ain't getting knocked down, now I'm finna find out, oh, they done built on top of this shit. Oh, now I'm finna find out about slavery now because...
Man, fuck, let's get...
What happened?
Let's get to the birth of the pyramids. Who built the pyramids?
You know who built it.
You know what I'm saying?
And you know why they shot them motherfuckers up.
You know what I'm saying? It comes to shit like that. You're going to start investigating.
The world.
Slavery makes you investigate.
And you should investigate.
You should. I want you to investigate that on your own. But I want you to be taught. I want you to be taught. Queens, and you know, and my thing is, like, Moors.
Motherfuckers say, you're going to see The Color Purple. I was like, why the fuck would I want to go sleep?
That's another slave movie. I'll watch that.
I'm not about to watch another slave movie. You know what I'm saying? We know enough about that bullshit.
So
let's learn the real
that's
shit.
That's why slavery important, but that's not really.
Slavery is important because it's a lot of things that was invented during slavery, and there's a lot of motherfucking land that was transferred and stolen during slavery. We need to learn about that shit. We already know a motherfucker got whooped with a whip. We already know that white folks raped and shit and impregnated our women. We already know that white folks stole our shit. You know what I'm saying? We know that shit. Let's talk about the real shit. We ain't gonna get to the real shit. Okay. If we dead, all the shit that's on top of that.
Okay. I got a question before we close. And I'm going to ask this a couple minutes for each of us. In a perfect world, how do you restore balance? Wait, before you answer that. Wait, because I wanted to seek in. In a perfect world, how, at this day and age, how can you restore balance to the original form? I'm gonna ask you that. Mm-hmm. You're gonna let your go. I'm gonna let my go.
Rewind that one more time.
In a perfect world, how do we restore balance?
Restore balance?
Yes.
Okay, first and foremost, I'm gonna ask you, when the fuck did we have a balance to be restored?
I mean, in the beginning, it had to be a balance.
When?
In the beginning, it had to be a balance.
What balance are you talking about?
It was a balance.
I'm telling you when it was a balance.
It was a balance.
Before the choice of Europeans to divide from their culture, to set sea, to come looking for other lands and getting lost in all this.
That boy right there.
That was the balance.
That boy been reading.
Okay, you said before that moment is the balance.
That was the balance. Right. So we are divided on our own resources. We are provided on our own land. We are set sail at that.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
I didn't even think he was learning.
All right, so boom. I got my answer right here off of what you just said.
He just told you.
No.
He damn near said it.
No, I did not answer that question.
You damn near put the answer inside the question.
Y'all missing the question.
I'm going to take, what I'm saying is my answer is out of your question.
It's 2024.
I'm about to tell you.
The year that we are projecting in the Gregorian calendar. How can we, in y'all perspectives,
if we can make changes right now, if we can make some changes, how do we
restore balance?
Restore balance, right?
He go first. Oh, you want to go first?
Because I got the answer right now.
Go ahead. That's me, y'all, Mike.
I got it like this. The way we restore balance is to run it the way it was ran back then. Okay. If we got our, hear me out. If we got our resources, we know as black people. Okay. Boom. We get this country right here. Europeans, y'all know what y'all know. Y'all go back to y'all people right there. Boom. Y'all need something from us. We going to do fair trade. Fair trade like they do now. We're going to do a fair trade. Y'all need something from us. We're going to fair trade. Okay. Asians, y'all going to go over there. We're going to separate everything, but we going to run it. As a business, you feel what I'm saying? All these black people over here, we get master certain things, carpentry, right? So we're gonna be building a lot of things, right? No, not to be racist, we know Chinese for being smart, they build a lot of things, numbers, they know a lot of electrical shit. We're gonna use them for that, you feel what I'm saying? The Europeans
speak his knowledge, that's him.
We ain't gonna speak on the Europeans, but they know whatever the coleslaw. We're gonna be ass coleslaw from them whenever we need coleslaw. You feel me? So everybody got their thing that they come up with and work together. It's like an assembly line. We all going to come together to build this world to be a great thing. That's the only thing I can think of.
Okay, now I want to ask you this question before we switch over to him. On the account of that, how would you defy those that's mixed culture? So let's say a white person had a baby with a black person.
It's not going to happen.
So
I already got a balance. I got a balance.
It's 2024.
Oh, you said with the people that's here now?
Right.
I mean, you're going to go back to your natural, wherever your family is, wherever your natural...
Your origin.
Wherever your family, okay, great. When it gets back to the natural roots of where you're really from, that's where you're going to go.
You can't because it's...
We separate families. Too bad.
Because it's a white guy who had a baby with a black lady. You feel me? Nah, this baby is mixed. Dealing with two different cultures. You know what I'm saying? An Asian... Had a baby with a
black skin, right?
Huh?
So the baby black skin.
An Asian had a baby with a white.
A baby.
Dave Chappelle's wife is Chinese, and he got kids that's black and Chinese.
So that's a light skin baby, right?
Yeah, but it's Asian though.
It's a black man's baby, right?
It's not European.
So that's a black man. That's a black baby, right?
Okay, that's how I feel.
He go to Africa with his family. That means Dave Chappelle take his Asian wife and his kids. So wherever they going, they all come together. That's their family.
But what if her culture be like, no, you Asian?
It's not no. I'm making a balance work. It's my balance work. Okay. We bouncing this shit out.
You right. I did
10 years from now, everything's going to be natural. He just stay. Everybody going to be good.
It's going to
The people that do disagree, they going to be died off. That's the old motherfucker. They're going to be died off, not caring no more.
So, P, right. To restore balance, it's 2024. To restore balance is what we have now from the original state. What would you consider? This is our thought. Can't nobody judge us. This is our thought, bro.
To restore balance, we're going to have a World War III. And World War III is going to be the biggest war of them all. It's basically going to bring us back to being primitive.
Yep.
And what I mean by that, because
they gonna fuck
if you look at the way the world was and the way it was set, why do you think they said Black Americans was already in America? Because Africans traveled all over the different continents and people traded with each other and they mixed races. You know what I'm saying? All that shit before race even became a thought was in process. So when they said Columbus came here, it was already Black Americans here because Blacks had already traveled to this land.
And Black person said, came before Columbus.
Black people already traveled pretty much all over the continent.
Same.
So you got to look at it like this. We free traded and we basically lived amongst each other for years and centuries and had kids and mixed races until this Greek mythology and all this other shit came along to where you had to be Christian and Blacks were slaves and Arabs were slaves and shit like that. That's when that shit fucked up the balance. Mm-hmm. So only way
you get the balance return, you got to destroy everything and start over. You got to destroy a whole fucking system. Just because you put a black face on the system don't mean the system is going to run right. Just because you put a black president in office, motherfucker, you still got the Senate. You still got Congress. You still got legislative. Yeah. You got all types of shit. You're going to have to totally break down everything that we know. That means, motherfucker, you're going to have to depend for yourself for food, water. You're going to have to protect your own shit. We're going to have to break this shit totally down. Until we do that, this country will never be what it was before. It'll never be great again. We're never in racism. We're never in government corruption. And it's coming. People don't understand. This shit is not far-fetched. You're talking about anywhere from 10 to 15 years out. Yeah. This motherfucker will be invaded and bombed.
We talk 10, 15. We talk 2-3 years. I'm just seeing videos.
It could be.
Starting over there, man.
Yeah.
So one thing,
America got a finger on the button right now, man, trying to see what's going on. So, hey. 10 years might be a far fetch.
Like Jay-Z and shit, motherfucking goddamn Jeezy said, real shit. It's real shit.
You see the Facebook dude just spent $100 million on a bunker?
If you look at Brits and all them motherfuckers, they're not bullshitting. The American dollar is going in the motherfucking ass.
Y'all seen the movie Leave the World Behind?
Wait, man, y'all wait.
There you go.
And the African,
that's the rolling conversation right there.
That African president over there, he ain't bullshit. He on some real shit.
Ain't none of them bullshit.
Get the fuck up out of here.
Yeah.
He can't French the body of that motherfucker.
Ain't none of them bullshit. They all got their finger on the button right now.
So I don't have a rebuttal. Like I had a rebuttal for him.
Yeah.
I don't really have a rebuttal for you. But what I'm going to say kind of really about the bridge, the gap, what y'all going to say, and then we going to, you know, fuck you for the week, do the motivation for the week. You know, if Meech Almighty want to pop his shit, we'll let him pop his shit, and then we going to slide, right? But I said in the midst of our show, AI, right? Mm-hmm. AI, you said AI coming. I said AI here, right? AI is the knowledge, or AI is the age of
artificial intelligence. No,
truth.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Is denying the truth, like is knowledge that's at hand. That AI bubble, if AI is the bubble, that AI bubble is going to continuously grow. Because of the knowledge that's generated already, right?
But
wait. So when you said it's going to be a war,
right?
World War III, I feel like AI is going to, because all nuclear wars, all internet, and that shit is like you said, is in a touch of a button.
But
wait. Like you said, so it's going to be a war. I'll let y'all talk. It's going to be a war. It's going to be a. It's going to be a sense of newness, freshness, restart, right? But I feel like I said, the knowledge got to be put on the table. I feel like in the sense of that AI is coming here, you can't deny knowledge. One thing you can't do is deny knowledge. Knowledge and truth. Mm-hmm. Truth, what they used to say back in the day, the truth will set you free. No, it ain't necessarily going to set you free.
Right.
But you cannot deny the truth. You know what I'm saying? So the truth is going to be put out on our table, and it's going to be a sense of it is what it is at one point. And then at that point, you're going to either have to pick a side. You're going to either side for it. Ain't got nothing to do with religion, race. And I'm learning this. Like, I was big on race. Like, even throughout this show, like, y'all are people, like, how I'm big on separation of black and white, and let's have our own resources. You know what I'm saying? But it's really not like that. He said it. We are supposed to coincide like DNA. Mm-hmm. We are supposed to coincide and be able to thrive together. That makes a better world. But how? Because the first sense of violence that we can backtrack to resource amongst each other outside of black on black and this on this, it was the cross of Europeans getting lost and searching for different land, and they getting mad at their land, so I'm going to leave my land and go and take over and conquer another land. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So how do we take over that? Because even in steel, it was still black Chinese, or my bad, Chinese, you know, Mexicans. It was all of this still here. We just all derived and thrive in our own preservation land.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You want to say, let's get rid of those that's weak. Well, in all actuality, we'd be getting rid of the Caucasianites. But in his theory, the Caucasianites got the coleslaw that we could all need. In perspective, they got something that we can strive on. So it's all willing. I'm taking out the ego. I'm taking out the ego. We can't say, let's get rid of them, because we already supposed to thrive together.
No. If we go to the masses and saying, as far as our people,
I know.
We have to get rid of them.
I know. Because I'm doing this. Let's get rid of them too.
Our people, yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean,
but in all retrospect, if we get rid of them, now we breaking the chain in the DNA crossing.
But they still going to have to go anyway for the
simple fact that. I hear that.
It's like this, dude.
You got to take the pride out of it.
It's like this. The thing about it is,
it's on the table,
bitch. You don't know what the resources is they have to offer. You know what the resources they have to
offer? Drop the knowledge on the table.
Is the information.
No, the thing about it is, it's like this. It's all the people that's willing to play the fucking game. You know what I'm saying? And I say that for the simple fact is, you know what I'm saying? What a lot of black people don't know is that during slavery, there's a lot of white folks that help motherfuckers out.
No, we do that. They taught that shit in school.
They don't teach it to this new generation.
You know what they taught? They taught that they was killed. A lot of
these don't know. You know what I'm saying? So you got to look at it like this. Once we start fighting with each other and realize who the real fucking enemy is, then we'll be able to move on. Because see, the real enemy ain't white and black.
Society, bro.
The real enemy is that system.
So why you so chasing on saying get rid of them?
Because some of them motherfuckers are still going to be with the system regardless. Some of them motherfuckers are going to go with the system.
Hey,
why do you think they have what you call the system and you got rebellion? Because you got still motherfuckers that still roll with the system, but you got motherfuckers rebel from the system.
I got a dog ass motivation for the week. And then once I speak my motivation, he ain't even gonna be able to say nothing, because that's my whole power. Watch this. Watch this. Go ahead. Let's get ready to. Let's get ready to shut this thing down. Hey, Meet Your Almighty, you got something to say?
No, man.
That was a whole
day, man. We had a good little show today. Chilling. I'ma hold it for my own personal interview.
Okay.
All right, we're gonna
get ready to get into this for the week.
Yo, I'm gonna make it quick and brief and shit, because I done spoke on this shit like a few times, man. But my fuck you for the week goes for Brandon Johnson. If you don't know who Brandon Johnson is, that is the motherfucking mayor of Chicago. And this motherfucker has on hand $95 million of COVID relief money that he is genuinely is going to give to the immigrants and shit, because, you know, we got so many more immigrants coming into Chicago, but we got motherfucking homeless motherfuckers in Chicago that's been there for the last 10 or 15 years with projects and schools closing down and all types of shit going on there. Actually, the motherfucking taxpayers, the one who actually put all the money into this motherfucking COVID relief and shit. So these hardworking motherfucking Chicago motherfuckers
pop your shit.
Put $95 million into a COVID relief fund is going to spend it on some motherfuckers way across the motherfucking universe and shit. You know what I'm saying? Not for the people that's starving and ill in their cities, not for the veterans and shit that went to fight the motherfucking war and ain't got no place to stay, not for the prostitutes that got to go out day in to suck dick, not from all the bums and shit that got to sleep in these cold-ass alleyways and shit, you know what I'm saying? Not for none of the people in Chicago that done struggled and done bumped their motherfucking head, done fell from grace. They don't get the benefits of that $95 million. And just to make the hurt just a little bit more, he said, yeah, I'm going to spend the $95 million that we have on COVID, but guess what? I got a couple of million more dollars that I spend later on to help the community out. Well, motherfucker, you got over 100-some thousand fucking dollars. We been needing fucking help. Where the fuck everybody at? But now we got immigrants crossing the border like it ain't no fucking tomorrow. All of a sudden, y'all got all these motherfucking millions and thousands of dollars. Well, you basically said we don't have any money to bring motherfucking home economics in school. We don't have any money to motherfucking, you know, support these Voltex and shit motherfucking programs in school. Okay. We don't have any money to further education. But hold up. We got 95 million for immigrants and shit. Dude, that's like you telling me, like, dog, I'm about to lose my house in a mortgage. You know what I'm saying? I'm $5,000 behind in my mortgage. They about to take my house tomorrow.
But they finna give it to them. Right.
And I'd be like, damn, dog. I'd be like, damn, dog, that's rough. And I come the next day and be like, hey, I just brought this Lamborghini for $200,000. You know what I'm saying? Shit. And added some rims on this bitch for another 10 days.
And I crashed it the next day because I didn't have insurance.
Dude!
I don't care, though.
What the fuck? As long as I'm good. Dude, that shit is crazy.
I did.
Man, fuck all them motherfuckers, dog. If I could have brung up more of their names, I'd have fucked them too. But that shit ridiculous, dude. I'd get the fuck out of Chicago. And I definitely wouldn't be voting Democrat. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I'm about to say what Monique said to Oprah and all them other motherfuckers. Them motherfuckers suck my dick. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no way you're going to tell me I got to struggle and survive and y'all motherfuckers got $90 million in your pocket to play with. And y'all not basically all these motherfuckers that's been working, laid off, lost jobs, and done paid taxes all these fucking years can't even brief the benefits of that shit. Man, that's bullshit. My motherfucking blood pressure going up. I'm gonna turn it over.
You
know how
they take my blood pressure.
I'm gonna turn this shit over to you, man. Write some positive.
You wanna
go on
the top of that meat, Almighty?
No, man. You got
to that. Hey,
that make perfect sense.
Yeah. Cause this not the first time, second time, or the third time he done said something about that. So I do agree with that on the protect home first basis.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I never disagree with it. Right? So I coincide with that. This is my time for the motivation for the week. And I'm about to be motivating too. You know what I'm saying? So for me, and this is a personal one of my favorite historians in history,
Scooby-Doo?
Yeah. I like how he was a dog that he persevered through any and everything that came forth.
He was ready.
He never stopped. But Malcolm X,
right?
But my best version, I feel like it's three versions of Malcolm X. Mm-hmm. Detroit Red, who was the hood gangster, jailbird, you know, then the Malcolm X, who was the nation.
Right.
And then going to Africa, coming back. Right. So for me, I love this version. I love the Detroit Red because to me, he was authentic. He was, hey, I don't give a fuck, you know, right. You know, and that's just how I was, you know, but in evolution, the jail part created this version of who I fell in love with. Right. Of him going to Africa, coming back from Africa and learning like seeing. I've never been to Africa. But in his retrospect and through others that's been, you know, in knowledge and how I feel like knowledge is power and you gain what you want to research. This is my view, right, of the best version of Malcolm X because he went to and he came back and he said, race is really not the issue. You know, it's really bigger than race. We have to define what the issue really is at hand. You know, I can commune with a white brother the same way I can with a black brother. You know what I'm saying? Because even in slavery, you know, from my knowledge, you know, I growing up learning. I'm torn. You know, double-edged sword part. You know, so I'm still studying, right? So the white man who helped the black in slavery get out, you know, through the bunkers or through the attics and shit like that and in the basements and shit like that when they raided the house, you know, they was genuinely helping. But to me, I felt like if I came with my wife to them in order for them to help me, they will fuck my wife or do something demeaningly mm-hmm. to me to help me in order to secure
your address.
You know what I'm saying? Which, how society is now with Hollywood, okay, you want this, I'm going to do something to make you feel right. like you, you know. So I feel like if we take that part of the narrative out, which to me demise the whole system version, which is, like I said, the DNA with everybody. Mm-hmm. The whole, I feel like it's a cut in the DNA, and the cut is the system. That's why Africa want to jump out of the American dollar, and the American dollar is losing mm-hmm. value, to me, my knowledge. So you can't, you, First Amendment, I don't give a fuck. You can't, you can't kill me based off what I'm saying, but because this is how I feel. You know, so if we, it's a cut in that system. If we can cancel that shit out and get to the natural flow, which is nature, it ain't got shit to do with religion. It ain't got shit to do with God. It ain't got shit to do with politics. It ain't got shit to do with, oh, you got a gatekeepers or none of that shit. It's pure, authenticity of what the fuck it is. That's how you get to the true basics. And that's my motivation. So thrive for that. And if you thrive for that, genuinely, those ones who not on that same path, nature gonna do exactly what it always did. The dinosaurs was fucked over. even before the dinosaurs, like, it's always a restart.
I'm for real. I give you 5 stars on that shit.
Yeah, that's me personally.
You said a motherfucking mouthful. You said the real shit. Yeah. I mean, I couldn't have said it no fucking better.
That's
the motivation. That's the way it is. I'm good with that. That shit high power. Yeah. That's the vibe right there. I feel you on that shit.
You want to tap into that meet your money?
No, you got that.
We don't give a fuck. All right, that's what I've been wanting to say for the whole damn show. Shit.
You shut it down.
But we'll definitely leave on that point, man. We don't went goddamn 3 hours. We don't went longer than shit. Shit. So,
had a lot of shit to cover.
Man, we did, and we definitely tapped into it, and we right. definitely made a man, tap in. That's all we're gonna say, tap in. We y'all listen, y'all watch his shit. Right. All shots to his shit. No, praises to them, you know. Tap in. So let's jump into that rock of the dropper for the week. That's on that Dutch Xavier. I got high. Hit them polls. Hit them views. Let them know how y'all feel about that shit. And make sure y'all tap in. Boom, blah, boo. We're going to keep the peace here. Never separate. That's another reason why I say never separate. This is the vision. You can get fucked that way.
My boy, I'm smoking on more rocket. Don't smoke with nobody. Don't need me nobody. That shit leave you dead. Don't need me nobody. Just give me the neck. Don't need me nobody. I'm high in the sky with propellers be. Where I'm gonna land ain't no telling G. If I was only on front to leave for, I might roll a doobie like a leaf of wig. Smoke on the loudest, I bet it is. If you ain't put on this 2020, then you cannot hit on this 2020. Sorry, my nigga can't break a bean. I'm sorry, bro. Wait, put in on this shit, nigga. You can't hit this shit, though. This is what it is.